Thank you for calling XPM. My name's Natasha. How can I assist you?
Hi, I'm calling about a order I have that's supposed to be delivered today, and I just want to confirm if that's still happening.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you. Do you have your order number?
I don't. Is it possible to look it up by my name?
Yes, ma'am. What's your last name?
Yanez, Yanez.
And you said that you were scheduled for today?
Yes, a washer and a dryer.
Okay, thank you. Just a second, please. I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
This way we can talk about different spots. Or that way.
What is your first name?
Carol, C-A-R-O-L.
Okay, let me get that. Just a second. Okay, thank you for holding for me, and will you verify your address as well?
2317 Lark Lane, Warsaw, Indiana, 46580.
And you said the address is 2317?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure the address is 2315 on the order.
They use that because it's a new construction. So sometimes they have to use the neighbor's address because it's, you know, not coming up yet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me just a second. I think I need to reach out. I'm going to have to reach out to the service provider. It shows you were scheduled for today, but I'm not showing details. So I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
Not showing the delivery, or she is showing, but she's not showing any details about it.